Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 104 of Zero Carb Journal. How about that? 2 years. Pretty amazing, huh? So, good morning, you guys. How are you? You doing good? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I hope you did. I hope you did. I had a interesting week. It's, it's 8 o'clock here in the morning on a Sunday morning on a foggy, rainy, kind of cool Sunday morning, not too cold. It's been just raining and pretty warm, actually, almost 50s. It's low 40s right now, but been a pretty wintry week here, kind of cool, cold, and rainy. And my week was pretty much awful. It wasn't bad, actually. Everything was fine from a zero carb perspective. My health is good. I just kept telling you how I wanted to finish my boat, and it just will not leave. And so I spent all week outside, on the water, in the rain, in the cold, with just endless problems, inspectors, and yeah, just issues. Not on my part, just me trying to be down there, helping them dig themselves out of a hole. My work was good. For the most part, there's always a few little mistakes, but they've just been having a hard time meeting the regulatory standards of this difficult project. So nothing unexpected, actually. It's we know it going in that they're always going to be like this at the end, because this regulatory body that we're working under is really tough. Anyways, just been a long week where I kept thinking, okay, one more day and you're going to get to be free for a little while and go do whatever. And it just keeps not happening. As a matter of fact, we ended Friday, the end of the day, with just a major blow up on the boat, a huge equipment failure. The boat was ready to leave, signed off on. The captains were there, ready to leave at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we had just a major equipment failure at about 4:30, and so they got on the ferry, and the boat's staying through the week this week at least. So, just a nightmare. I was expecting, the reason it's so hard on me mentally is because I commit to these projects. I commit to helping my customers succeed on these projects, and because boats are always late and because schedules are always in flux, I'm not able to schedule anything for myself. Like, you know, if I said, well, I want to take a vacation in the first part of December. Now, that's not exactly true. I could, you know, I could have done that, and then I just would have been gone now during their crux time. But, and maybe I need to get better at that. Maybe that's something I need to work on. I haven't expected this much work. It's not something I'm used to, so I'm not used to having to fit those vacation times into working time. Usually I just get plenty of time off. At any rate, the reason I'm so frustrated, the reason it was such a tough week is because I just kept expecting that boat to leave in the middle of, well, early November, let's say, middle of November, or at least be out of my hair. And I really was hoping to, as I talked about back in August, you know, my goals were to do some traveling this fall and winter. And I was really hoping to fit that into this break after this boat finished and my next one start, which sounds like it's going to be right after the first of the year. But I just kept waiting to see what the schedule would be and figuring I'd take a break right, you know, from Thanksgiving to Christmas or whatever and go do some traveling. And, of course, here I am still waiting for this boat to resolve its final schedule and show me when I have time off. So I just am incredibly frustrated with my whole sort of winter unfolding, with me being stuck here in the freezing cold and the rain, and it was tough. You know, this week was I was up early and down there early, and I was there all day. And when I do that, when I get home after being gone all day, I go home at 5:00. The house is freezing, and the first thing I do is get home. I gotta go get firewood, light the fire, feed the dog, do my stove emails, which usually takes an hour, sometimes more. Anyways, it's just overwhelming. I just completely end the week just absolutely burnt out. I had no time for anything personal. And so due to all that, I'm just really frustrated. I've had a lot of things I wanted to take care of this fall. A lot of, the resolution of a lot of goals I've set for myself over the years, I wanted to have some time to focus on. And I'll tell you why, you guys. One of the reasons it's so frustrating is because tomorrow I turn 50. So this has been a major milestone that I've been looking forward to. And I really had a lot of stuff I wanted to, I wanted to sort of review all the goals I set over the last 3 years and celebrate the milestone and celebrate, do some, like I said, I really was hoping to be on a trip or be in my van and be sort of, celebrating how far I've come, because I really have. I said, when I turned, it was back, I started doing all this stuff, not zero carb specifically, but restructuring my life around goals and goal setting and trying to figure out where I wanted to be when I was 50. I really started doing that about 4 or 5 years ago. And that led me to zero carb, that journey of seeking my health and a way to, to survive. And anyways, I've done really good. I feel really good about all the goals I set and all the progress I made. But every time I do these boat projects, I put my goals on hold, as you guys know from my, the times I've done this. I sort of put my workouts in the back seat. I put my physical goals in the back seat. I put, all of that stuff just kind of on hold while I have this opportunity, because these are really great opportunities. I can, make a lot of money in just a short amount of time. And it really helps me with all my other goals. So I'm not complaining about any of that. I like how it's all panned out. I just am complaining about this, the lack of being able to make a schedule. And in this instance, just that I let myself get, rolled along in this project for so far here. I feel like I have to. I want to help my customers succeed. It's what makes me valuable. It's really obvious when I'm down there. They recognize it yesterday or Friday, the big bosses were down there and they were all deeply grateful to me, and they expressed it for sticking it out, because it was obvious that it was really difficult. There's just, everyone's irritated at this point, and it's just a real, it's a tense working environment, I guess. Everyone's just pissed off, and nothing's working right, and everyone's asking a lot from each other, and it just gets tough. So I am appreciated, and I do appreciate that. At any rate, that's where I'm at. I'm just incredibly frustrated. But once I get past that, I'm actually doing great, you guys, and I'm actually really positive, and really grateful and proud, and I'm really doing, what am I trying to say here? I'm amazed, surprised, overjoyed with where I am on this milestone. I just wish I had a little more time to honor, prepare it and not prepare for it and honor it. But, I realized yesterday when I was coming home, or 2 days ago, I was so frustrated with all of this. And this is why I was frustrated, because I haven't had time to honor this milestone or set up, time for myself to recognize how far I've come and all that. And I realized that it doesn't matter. The day doesn't matter, that I can do that anytime. So I'm just going to finish up my commitments. Unfortunately, I'm probably going to be back on that boat tomorrow. I told myself I was just going to call him and tell him I wasn't going to be available this week, but it doesn't really matter. The date doesn't matter. So I'm going to just finish out my project. I did talk to my other customer with the boats that are supposed to start. We thought we were going to start on the 15th. And he called me last night just to wish me happy holidays and let me know they were having their Christmas party. So he was reaching out to me to let me know how thankful he was for my help this year, because he's had a big year, and a lot of it, I've been a big part of a lot of it. He wouldn't have been able to do it without me. He told me that, and it's true. I do know that. And so that was really nice to feel appreciated from him. And at the same time, he said, we're not going to be ready for you. We're going to get paint on that boat next week, and we're not going to be ready for you right away. And he's going on vacation. He's not coming back till the holidays. So I am going to get a break. When this boat leaves, I'm going to get a little break between now and probably the first of the year. And we'll see if I get much accomplished in terms of personal stuff then. But at least I can have my time to do my stuff, focus a little bit on how far I've come and sort of restructure my goals and hopefully get a little bit back on track on my routines. The boat work really tears up my routine, so I believe the routine is one of the most important things in my life with regards to maintaining my health. So I'm looking forward to that. But at any rate, you guys, that's the roundup. I just, one of the most frustrating weeks or 2 weeks or 3 weeks that I've really had in a long time. And one of the positives to come out of it is that thanks to zero carb, my mental state is so stable that even Friday morning when I got the call that the boat hadn't left and they wanted me to come back, I mean, I stood in here and I actually screamed. I just went as loud as I could, just out of, I mean, I was so frustrated. It wasn't that the boat was here. It was that they were, I won't go into details, just nightmare of everyone's frustration sort of boiling over at the end of the job. And So I screamed. I mean, that's how frustrating. I'm just completely at the end of my rope. But you know, I did that and then I realized, wow, you know, I'm actually like way more capable of handling this than I've ever been. I went in there every day with people throwing tools and swearing and storming off. And, I was able to just maintain a real, even a much more emotionally even state than I've ever been capable of. And I recognized it when I was down there working. I was like, man, I would be hungry and I'd be pissed off and I'd be, you know, laughing. You know, my mood was up and down. And now I'm just solid. It's just stable. I recognize that I'm frustrated. I recognize why I'm frustrated, but it didn't really get to me that bad. I still enjoyed the crew and made it through the days just fine. And I just feel so much more capable, so much mentally more stable, just a lot more in control. And that goes throughout everything in my life. So zero carb has been fantastic. You know, this week I couldn't find time to eat. I was just, you know, running down to work and then, you know, just caught up in the whirlwind all day. So that's been something I'm really grateful for, just having that energy and ability to go all day and come home. And time has been an issue, you know, coming home and finding time to cook and eat enough, you know, and that's been hard. But zero carb has really made a huge difference for me to be able to weather these times in my life when things are intense, and I'm so grateful. So from a zero carb perspective, I had a good week. I just ate my same thing. I've just been mixing up the ground beef and bacon and a little bit of ribeye. I did had a meal with smoked salmon mixed in there, just kind of a meat medley. I'm really enjoying it, and it's making me feel good. And I'm not. It seems like, it seems like it helps me manage how much I eat a little better. For whatever reason, eating out of a bowl with a fork, I don't tend to feel like I need to eat the last three burgers. I guess when I was eating like my little burger patties, but yeah, I've been feeling good. My energy's been great. I haven't had any sick nights, thank goodness. So all that's going really well. Now this week coming up, I do have a doctor's appointment. I think it's on Wednesday or Thursday. It's a follow-up from all my tests, which I know the results of those tests, so, not too exciting. I haven't had any time to think about this doctor's appointment because of work and everything else. but I'm looking forward to it, and I don't know if I'll instigate the next step. I guess I'll just talk to my doctor and see what he thinks. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what's going to come up this one. But we'll see. You know, I would like to establish a relationship with a gastroenterologist. At the same time, I'm not sure if it's worth the time, or I don't know. I'll just talk to my doc, and I guess we'll see where we go from there. So, what else, you guys? I guess not much, but yeah, that's probably enough for today. Thanks for letting me vent about my frustrating week. It's been just awful. I just really wanted to be somewhere else tomorrow. I really wanted to be doing different stuff. And yeah, you know, there's a little bit of sadness there too. I mean, I definitely set a bunch of goals for myself for this milestone, and I've done really well reaching a lot of them, but I am frustrated that I'm almost surely going to spend my 50th, you know, just working on boats in the cold and come home to be alone, and yeah, whatever, no big deal. Like I said, I'm going to celebrate that milestone when I have some time to do it properly, but I need to work on social stuff, because I'm just, that was one of my biggest goals, was trying to change just how alone I am, and if anything, it's worse than it's ever been. Probably because I'm still just as much of a hermit as I've ever been. I don't think that's something that diet is going to change, it doesn't seem like. So, whatever. I'm pretty used to it. So, and you guys make me feel a lot better. At least I have someone to vent to here. I apologize for venting. I haven't been the most positive critter these last few weeks. So I promise I'm going to change that. As a matter of fact, one thing that's come of this last week is me recognizing that that all the stress and frustration of these last 3 weeks, I haven't been very positive. And I forget which one of you, maybe with Jane, one of you commented, "Stay positive, Matt." And that meant a lot to me. It resonated with me because I was like, oh, right, that is kind of my number one goal. And I usually do a really good job of it. And so I sort of recognized that I hadn't been very positive. And I feel very positive, to be honest with you guys. I have some frustrations. You know, 50th birthday by yourself and all that doesn't, you know, is something that kind of was bothering me. But it's just another day, right? It's the milestone is in my head, and I can set it up for any day. And yeah, it's all good. I am staying super positive, and some of those things do bother me a little bit, but nothing too deeply. I feel pretty darn happy with where I am, and proud of myself for getting as far as I have. And I'm just gonna keep trying to move forward, keep trying to make progress. It's not easy for sure. But it's better than the alternative. And I'm motivated. I can't wait to get my head out of this, you know, boat work and refocus on my routine and my progress a little bit. So anyways, that's enough for now, you guys. I hope you guys have a great week. I really do. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this opportunity that you guys provide for me to reflect and evaluate where I am. And you know, it just really means a lot to me, and it makes a big difference in my life. It really does. So thank you guys, as always, for listening and watching, for all your kind comments. And I'll check in with you guys next week. I'll be a 50-year-old man. Oh, what a life, huh? All right, you guys. Well, thank you again, as always, and hope you have a great week. I'll see you next week. All right, thanks. See ya.